Blackstone Audio presents Treasure Hunt by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Chapter 1. That Gregorio Palmisano and his sister Caterina had been churchy people since childhood was known all over town. They never missed a single morning or evening service, not a single holy mass or evening's vespers, and sometimes they even went to church for no reason other than the fact that they felt like it. For the Palmisanos, the faint scent of incense and candle wax lingering in the air after the Mass was better than the smell of ragu to a man who hadn't eaten for 10 days. Always kneeling in the first pew, they didn't bow their heads when praying, but held them high, eyes open wide. But they weren't looking at the great crucifix over the main altar, or the Blessed Virgin in sorrow at its feet. No, they never once, not even for a second, took their eyes off the priest, and they watched his every move, the way he turned the pages of the gospel, the way he gave his benediction, the way he raised his arms when he said, Dominus vobiscum, and then concluded with, Ite missa est. The truth of the matter was that they would have both liked to be priests themselves, to wear surplices, stoles, and vestments, to open the little door of the tabernacle, hold the silver chalice in their hands, administer Holy Communion to the faithful. Both of them, Caterina too. In fact, when, as a little girl, she told her mother, Matilde, what she wanted to do when she grew up, her mama firmly corrected her. You mean a nun, she said. No, mama, a priest. What? And why do you want to be a priest but not a nun? Signora Matilde asked with a laugh. Because the priest gets to say...